Building Recovery, Stage 2, Foundation. Session 4. Are your boundary fences in place? Are your boundary fences in place? Now again, this is the fourth session in the foundation stage, and we're only asking the critical questions. So what's today's question all about? Are your boundary fences in place? Remember, we're building a foundation here, but it's not just about the building. When you build a recovery, when you build a house, you haven't just got a house, you've got property. It's your property. And so it generally includes a garden of some kind or a backyard or something that's bigger than your house. So we have to take this into account when we're talking about building a solid foundation. There's more to it than just the concrete in the footings. We're asking now about the property, not just the rooms. So when we talk about boundary fences, it's not just the boundaries between the rooms that we looked at previously, but it's now the actual property definition itself. So fences are literally boundaries between your property and somebody else's. Let's look at a quick definition of a boundary and just make sure we understand what we're talking about. Now, a boundary demarcates an area. That's how we would define it. We'd say a boundary demarcates an area. In other words, when I put a fence around my property, if I build a house, I put a fence around it and I'm saying to everyone, inside this fence is my property, outside this fence is someone else's. So a boundary fence always marks the limit of my property, or shall we say, where my property ends and someone else's begins. So we're building recovery here. This is not a real house, right? We have to keep reminding ourselves. It's such a rich metaphor that sometimes you even forget it's not a real house. It's a building of recovery. So what does property mean in this context? Well, in the context of building recovery, property equals responsibility. In the context of recovery, property equals responsibility. So what you're saying by your boundary fences is, this is where my responsibility ends and this is where my responsibility lies. Okay? So that's how important boundary fences are, is we have to be really clear, especially as we're building a new recovered self and an authentic recovery, we have to be really clear where our property ends. Now, there's a whole literature on boundaries, which you could look at and learn about. You know, I think the Townsend book on boundaries is great. There's all kinds of things that you can look at. But when I talk about boundaries in the context of recovery and building recovery, I keep it really, really simple. And I just want you to ask the critical questions here. And one of them is, are my boundary fences too close or too far away? Now, the first thing we should look at is if your boundary fences are perfect. Well, you may have a special talent with boundaries. You may be not challenged with boundaries. And your fence may be exactly in the right place on the edge of your property. Of course, we don't need to help you. You're fine. Your boundaries are in exactly the right place. But generally speaking, they're not. Let's be fair here. We generally don't have good abilities around boundaries. They're generally all over the shop. So we can look at anything that's wrong with our boundary fence in a very simple way. We can say, look, if it's not in the perfect place, then it's either too close to our house or too far away. Those are the only two mistakes we can basically make. We can say that we're either too close to our house with the fence. In other words, we're trying to make our property smaller than it is, which of course is our responsibility, or we're building the fence too far away, in which case we're trying to make our property bigger than it is, or we're trying to take too much responsibility. I think you're getting the idea now, okay? So what happens? Well, there's a very simple way we look at this in the sense of practice. When we run a group or when I'm teaching this, I say, look, if your fence is too far away from your house, then you're literally mowing someone else's lawn. You think you're mowing your own lawn, but actually someone else's. If your fence is too close to your house, then you're literally expecting someone else to mow your lawn. And that is the simple way that we look at it. Now, what does mowing the lawn mean? Again, it's a metaphor. And what we're saying is, what is it that you're asking someone? And this is the question, if your fence is too close to your house. What is the thing I'm expecting someone else to do that I should be doing? Let's just repeat that question and set it again in a context of fence too close to the house. What am I expecting someone else to do that I should be doing? Now let's reverse that and look at fence too far away from the house. Then you need to ask the question, what is it that I'm doing for someone else that they should be doing for themselves? Now these two questions, too close, too far away, they're both equally important. I would say that 90-95% of people have got one or the other difficulties. And even if you haven't, and your boundary fence is in a perfect place, you will have to check it at times. You should be checking it. And of course, you check all sides of your fence. It's quite possible that four sides of your fence, north, south, east and west, are all boundaried on other people's properties. In other words, it's not just one other property. So what you're doing is you're checking your fence then in the context of every relationship. And it's worth doing. You know, if you've got resentment or difficulty in a relationship, if you've got problems clearly in that relationship, then one of the things to do is to ask yourself, where's my fence here? Are my boundary fences in the wrong place? Is this why there's so much trouble in this relationship? Is because I'm expecting them to do things I should be doing and then I get resentful when they don't? Or am I doing things for them that they should be doing and then I get resentful when I do that? And so on. Am I frightened that they won't come up with the goods when I'm expecting them to do things they shouldn't even be doing? And so on. These are all questions you can ask in the context of every single relationship, and it's work well worth doing. When we buy a property, when we build a house, we want to make sure those fences are in the right place so that everyone's aware where our property starts and where someone else's finishes. So we ask the question in this section, are my boundary fences in place? So this broadens the idea away from the house and away from the rooms at the idea of property. And for a property, we define that as responsibility. We can either be too close or too far away. I again urge you to review this at times, maybe listen to it again, maybe think about your boundary fences in all the contexts of all your relationships. So that then ends the foundation stage. We're going to move on now to stage three, which is the ground floor, and fascinating stage that it is. And can I just once again, sorry to if this gets a bit boring at times, but I'm going to reiterate again, please do not try and build a ground floor until you are sure that the four sessions on the foundation stage have all been answered to your satisfaction. Because let me assure you, if they are not, then the ground floor that you invest in, the building that you build, will all come down. And you'll be very disappointed when it does. Much, much better to do this thing at the right pace, in the right way, with the right amount of investment, and going at your pace, not someone else's. It's a sure sign that you're building someone else's design when you're going too fast. So do consider that before you move on. And there's nothing wrong with going back to the planning stage, listening to them again, thinking about them again, looking at the foundation stage, doing the best plan you can, and then you'll get the best building you can. Bye for now.